What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
I'm Wild Wally with Alicia Taylor with the Licking County Humane Society, and today we're talking about the big, I guess, bust. We have 80 dogs from one residence in Newark.
That's right. It was our largest rescue to date. On Friday, July 22nd, our humane agent brought in 80 dogs and puppies from one place, and the ages span from older dogs, 12 years old, all the way down to nursing puppies, where their moms are with them, thank goodness. And we were able to kind of push those dogs out to foster so they can continue to nurse and grow.
My question is, how does this happen? 80 dogs. Wow. It just seems so unrealistic. And is it a dog lover that turns hoarder? Or how do you guys look at that?
You know, it's really a big concern. So like you always say, the biggest thing here, truly, it seemed, was just not spaying and neutering the individuals' animals. It didn't seem, at least from the information that we have, that it is a breeding situation by any means. They were this owner's dogs, and it got beyond out of control. When we finally got to the house, the owner thought that it was probably just around 30 dogs. You could tell how surprised then we were that 5 hours later, we were still pulling out dogs and puppies, and we ended up at that round number of 80.
What kind of breed of the dogs were they?
So we have a lot of Chihuahua mixes is what most of them are. We have some Chihuahua mixed with Shih Tzu, probably, and then perhaps some other smaller breed dogs, but all of them are small dogs, so under around 20 pounds for sure, some even tinier than that.
Now, you've seen this before, and it can be a puppy mill situation. Others have been, and when it gets out of control, you don't know what to do. This is why you should reach out to the Humane Society. There are options instead of just shutting it in, and suddenly you got 80 dogs.
Right, exactly. Yes, we have low-cost spay and neuter clinics here weekly at our facility. And so before it gets beyond out of hand like it was for this, we do have that opportunity for folks within our community to make sure that those dogs are spayed and neutered, because they do. They continue to breed, and what we're seeing in terms of medical concerns for these animals is certainly because of the living conditions. But a lot of these dogs are also very clearly, interbred together. So being careful of those things, because that can really lead to some genetic concerns down the road, too.
So what happens next? Charges brought?
Yeah, so the way that our system works is we put together a case by bringing all of the information that we have from that day kind of onto paper, and we're constantly discussing this with prosecutors in the law director's office, but we will provide all of that information then to the law director's office there in Newark, and they are the ones to then file charges to go to those lawmaking extremes. But we provide all of the information to make sure that they are able to have a good prosecution when needed.
Let's switch gears here, Alicia, and talk about what you need at the Humane Society with this addition of 80 dogs to your already packed house.
It is an already packed house, that's right. So what we really are asking for is if people have the means to be able to provide donations of funds, because basically what this 80 dogs and puppies is it's going to be a lot of medical intervention. So we cover all vaccines, we cover all deworming, we cover spay and neuter surgeries for every single one of these animals. And a lot of these animals, too, are going to take some time here to recover from the tricky, the skin concerns that they have, the flea infestation that every single one of those dogs had to suffer with. And then with the small puppies in foster, that's going to be likely a few months of care under our roof, which extends to our foster family's roof. So if folks have the funds available, if they could donate to us. But what we're also asking people to do is spend some of their time. So if they are so inclined to volunteer with us, we need the extra help. We need the extra help cleaning and socializing with these dogs, walking, and all of that information on how to donate and how to become a volunteer can be found on our website, which is lchspets.org.
As we always say, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed. And if you need help, contact the Humane Society.
Please do. We're here. We're one of our taglines is more than a shelter, and we want to be that for our community.
This is The Vibe.
The Vibe is news you can use and will keep you up to date with what's going on in the community. Available wherever you download podcasts. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.